If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
Well, happy Monday. Happy Star Wars Day hangover, everybody. What a 1-2 punch. You get Star Wars Day and Cinco de Mayo?
Dude, oh. I totally forgot that it was.
May the 4th be with you. I love how people have a saying that makes them sound like they have a like intolerable lisp that makes me sick to listen. May the 4th be with
but
you.
I just hate that.
May
the that,
4th
though.
Be with you. Final. And then it's like the Mexicans, they all speak with that weird like lisp sometimes too.
May the 4th be with you, man.
And it's just like, oh my god. Everyone with lisps, please leave the building. I'm sorry. Oh my god, so I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, I was going to say.
I want to just keep talking about Toonsis, the cat who could drive, and Steve Martin.
Man.
And
I remember that.
God, we were talking about
it. It was like the Terminator. Remember that?
That one actually would have been funny if I saw that. Toonsis was the Terminator? That sounds good. All right, now
yeah,
I'm back in.
Except it probably wasn't, though.
I'm back on the Toonsis train. If Toonsis can be the Terminator.
No, but we were talking about
I'm sorry.
Everything you remember being funny on SNL,
it's just
it's
sucks.
Not now. Except for, like, there's a couple
I'm sorry,
things
I didn't actually want to get back into this.
No.
I was just doing the bit where I was, like, throwing a monkey wrench or throwing a wrench into the gears of the show right at the start.
Right, that, which is something that is very popular. Yeah. I was saying, like, since there's a lot of clips I want to look at and react
clips.
To, a lot of video, but, like, I don't have a good way of getting them to you, so you should add
Nigger,
me.
You're looking at them on Twitter. I have Twitter.
You have Twitter, but, like...
I follow you.
You can... Oh, if you want to
you
just,
could go
like,
DM
mine,
me on Twitter.
Oh, shit. That's a good idea. I never thought of that. How do I do that?
Like, just go to my page.
Okay, you are, like, what, Svenpai Gains?
You gotta follow
big,
each other,
big Svenpai Gains. I follow you.
This is actually perfect, so I was thinking...
Yes, you just send me the links on the same website that you're
got
finding
it,
the
got
links...
Got it.
There I am.
Got it.
Send me a dum.
Got it. All right, first let me open it down by saying hi.
Hi.
And now I can go and...
Oh, it says I have a massage.
Yes, there we go. Perfect. Oh, man.
Oh, I have to, like... What do I have to...
Beautiful.
What do I have to approve that you gave me one?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh,
like
all right. Now
to,
I don't...
You need to actually...
Where the fuck
like,
is
want
my...
to talk to me, which I know you probably don't. But,
well,
all
not
right,
off
so,
the clock, but...
Yeah, Deutsch. Right.
Wait a minute. Why isn't it working?
I don't know. Did this just literally...
Oh, no, here you are.
Right.
Wait, yeah. This new message to... I'm searching in the word Henlone. I'm trying to...
So there. That's the video first I wanted to show.
You create... We're going to create a group? No, it's just us. What the fuck is going on?
Just click on the message from me.
I don't have a message from you.
Oh.
Did somebody jack my profile and you're messaging somebody else that looks like me?
Big Svenpai Gains.
That's me. I'm Big Svenpai Gains. And I have no messages from you. Oh, wait. Do I have, like, content filtering? This is terrible.
This is awful. Wow, this is a disaster. So anyway,
Elon, why are you shadow banning my DMs? Oh, there you are.
Maybe it just took a second.
It just took 10 minutes because Elon
we know how long it takes
as
Twitter
a low status money grubbing libertarian. He doesn't know how to run like a big tech organization. Yeah. He doesn't know how to run the server. Okay,
yeah,
Apple PyNet.
All it took was
hi. Oh God, I didn't mean to caps lock
well,
yell
let's
at you.
See, let's see. Let's see. It's not coming up yet.
Yeah, see, it doesn't...
Wow, now we literally know what the delay is, and our computers are right next to each other. Anyway.
Well, it had to go out and come back.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's not peer-to-peer, like, we're on the same network.
So,
whereas
thing
my
happened,
kids would say, noodle work. We're well, on now, the same now, noodle work. We don't have the same noodles plugged into our machines.
Same tubes, yeah. I gotta say one thing, real quick. That, like, senator or congressperson that did that, like, it's a series of tubes things, I never understood why that guy got that much shit. Like, that is a perfectly valid metaphor for the
it's
internet.
Really just funny.
Like, it's fun. It
it's
is funny.
Tubes.
It's but like it's like people were... Like, libtards, of course...
It's like Super Mario Brothers. Like, you kneel on the green tube and...
Yeah,
and then there goes your DM.
But you're like a data packet going through the tube. Libtards were, like, making fun of him like he was dumb. And I was like,
well, was
no.
he a Republican?
Yes.
Well, that's why.
Yeah. That's why. But it's like... The tri-series of tubes is like a totally perfectly, and he even said if the tube gets too jammed up, stuff doesn't get through. It's like, that's
series,
true too.
It's a series of tunesis, a cath that's not funny.
Right. Anyway,
the internet is a series of tunesis skits that no one's laughing at.
Here's what happened. As you guys probably,
it's actually truer than we thought, because for a while the internet was a series of cat pictures and videos.
It was
for a very long time. You could go to. You can go to IcanHasCheeseburger.net or whatever.
I remember IcanHasCheeseburger was like such a fucking massive thing. People don't even know about that.
I remember
anymore.
When it was small enough. So huge. I just remember when it was small enough. You could go through the entire thing in like a couple of days, like just screwing off at work. You just flip through every page of IcanHasCheeseburger and just see every
meme. It's still there. Wow. They have not updated that fucking website.
Do they still have this
joke is over. There's nothing updated.
Do they still have the walrus with his bucket?
My bucket!
That was my favorite one. He's taking my bucket. He would be like, there's like these distressed walruses like holding a bucket that had like the fish in it, and he'd be like mad. And they would spell bucket B-U-K-K-I-T. And I thought that was hysterical. As an internet user in the series of Toonsis videos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I spell robot. Like,
yeah, robot.
You
want to
know what's funny?
It's every bit as good as bucket.
No, robot is hilarious.
Robot, bucket.
I had occasion to type robot today. And since on my phone, I literally have robot autocorrect the
robot.
So
it did fix it.
It actually said robot.
Oh, you've got it. Yeah. You've got it programmed. That's cool.
No. I've made it do it. And it's funny because I start typing it and it like autofills to robot. And so
that's actually pretty meta because you got a robot to autocorrect for you to make it spell robot.
Robot.
Well, it's not a robot. It's
a bot.
It's an artificial Pidgeot.
It's a bit.
Not artificial intelligence.
Did artificial Pidgeot?
That's what runs the internet. Is artificial Pidgeot?
That's offensive.
Yeah,
dude, I love people that try and like reify the concept of intelligence when they go after like the idea of artificial intelligence. I'm like, that's just what we call it.
I just remembered. Something.
I used to do that too.
I just remembered something so cringe. You know how like everybody like is like there's been a super uptick not just in anti-Semitism but in Pidgeot hate. Like
everyone hates
now. Now that there's Pidgeots all over, like they're much more visible. Like everyone is on like. What we were on like 10 years ago, calling them street shitters and all that stuff like that. That I remember when Ghoul first started his like, I'm tired of doing this and I'm going to start like attacking it as an insider. One of his things was to use that like, you know, remember the two drawings of like you had like the Chad, the yes meme, and then there was like the fucked up looking Nordic with like the buck teeth.
Yeah.
He would do that, but the Chad would be like the Indian. And he was trying to flex like these dumb like white supremacists on the internet are just like shitting on a race and culture that's actually superior to them, the Pidgeot. And it's like, I remember being kind of like,
nah.
Well, as bait, it worked because people would get mad. They
but it's just like,
but it's also it's like, well, how about now? Like, that now.
Bait only.
People hate Pidgeot so much
like
now.
Bait,
it's hilarious.
There's an element of bait that has to be true. Like when bait isn't true, it doesn't really bait you.
Well, 10 years ago, the bait was so untrue, but it was still.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
advanced Pidgeot hate was really only in like white supremacist like internet circles. Like,
yeah, now
like,
it's everywhere.
People would just be kind of like. They'd be generally annoyed at like a hotel or a gas station or something. But now that they're like writing all the software that supposedly holds things together, there's a new. I just almost told a boring story about guitar equipment.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I'm sorry.
But one thing I'll say is about.
Like, I can't. I have to spit it out now. I have a pedal by Eventide called the H9. It has all their algorithms in it, and it has this really great Bluetooth app that you can connect to the pedal with Bluetooth, and either on your phone or on your tablet, you can manage all the parameters, all the algorithms, and you can make your own and flip through it. And you can. It's great for live. They made an upgrade to it this year called the H90. They expect you to buy it all again, only. Now that like the app for that doesn't work because it's obvious that they got artificial Pidgeots to write the user interface for a guitar effects pedal, and so no like it's getting like all these 1-star reviews because it's like what happened? What did you do? And everybody knows what they did, and it's very funny.
I fucking hate user interface upgrades.
Well, it was an entirely new product.
Yeah,
and they downgrade. They like didn't get the same team or whatever that they got. You know, the other thing is like 10 or 12 years old, back when you could still, we need a bunch of programmers. We have no choice but to hire these white people.
Yeah. Yeah, people actually have to think about what this is going
to
look like.
Like now it's like we need some code shitters. We'll get some code hitters that are freshly on the, off the boat.
That's
or we'll get like the third wave of H-1Bs, like they're replacing the old H-1Bs that are too expensive now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're having the same thing as like the illegal Mexicans, like the beaners that would want to slam the door behind them because they could get all the drywall jobs and they don't want other beaners coming in,
right.
fresh beaners undercutting them. Now you've got like the Pajits, so it's like the quality control guys, like he's feeling like the other Pajits breathing down his neck. They're like on their way in.
Absolutely do the, like even when I was still in the thing, you could, you didn't need Pajits to do QA. You could do it yourself with automated testing. Now you had to write the automated tests. Mm-hmm. I am sure.
Oh.
See the thing, computer language is so done in a way that is like, it is very actually computer, like pure programming languages are actually very simple. Okay. Like you can learn one in a matter of weeks or something. You might not, you'd have to practice and get better, but it's like doing algebra. Like if you can do algebra, you can do any computer programming language. You can't, right? If you like, and it doesn't, it's not even that complicated. So it's actually easy to do. And it's so, once you learn how it works, they all basically work in the same way. And you could program a computer to do it, right? You can program a computer to write programs. It's very easy. That's what the so they have these AIs that do it. Like, you could easily now tell an AI, write unit tests for my entire product.
But can you program? But can you program a Pajit to not shit in the street?
No, but see, my point is, the Mexicans actually kind of can own the Pajits because they're like, yeah, see, AI can't pick lettuce. It can do what you do. But the problem is, like, the government, even though we could have robots and AI doing what all these people do, they still keep bringing them in. And I have my theories on why that is. We can talk about that in a little bit. But I wanted to talk about this frat boy shit.
The boss makes a dollar, I make the dime. That is why I shit in the street on the company time.
Yes. Well, I actually was going to say something about this. So there is this new trend of AI music, right? And we've heard some people doing it in our thing. But it's everywhere now. And they're doing, and people are doing like hilarious racist
ones.
I make
AI music as well. I'm just like artificially incompetent. Okay. Like, I'm not as good at it as the AI music.
Well,
so
the AI
just
only gets so far, but the funniest thing is, like, people are now just...
That's artificially incompetent?
Sort of. Like, I put roadblocks up against my own talent.
Oh, my God. So it's a performative incompetence.
That's something that has been going on for a long
time.
I might be
genuinely incompetent. I might be.
But this AI music.
Okay, if you're genuinely incompetent, you probably would be aware that you're incompetent, though, right? Otherwise, you'd be consciously incompetent.
Well, that's where coping comes in.
Like, have you seen, but I want to actually talk about this, the AI generated music.
I want to waste time. It's Monday.
People are doing funny shit.
I just
like,
want to get to 1:15
and hit stop. I
don't waste
time, too. Did you know that consciously incompetent is actually a thing? And they talk about it in terms of like high performance driving because people need to be consciously incompetent and realize, oh my God, I'm fucking up. And then you become.
Whoa.
Consciously competent, and then eventually you become unconsciously competent.
It's just a vicious cycle.
All right, I mean,
when you're unconsciously competent, you're just fucking good. You don't have to think about it.
I thought that people that were consciously incompetent were just trying to get someone else.
That's
to do
how
it
I
for
feel
them.
About my anti-Semitism.
Consciously,
like, I don't have to second guess
to
it anymore.
To, like,
well, that's what women do.
Ooh,
yeah.
Like exactly. I've always assumed that women pretending they can't do something is just so you'll do it for them.
Oh, like what? And, like sucking dicks.
No, that. They genuinely are bad at that. But like,
well, they like to pretend they like to pretend that they can't or won't.
Yeah, I mean, you just need to practice. Like I'm, you know, like again, I guess I could have a dude come in here and do this the correct way. But see, that's a Jewish joke right there, right? But
it's totally unnecessary.
But no, the thing is that that's an old fucking gag, right? The like, if you can't do it right, I'm gonna get a guy that can get here and do it. Like the Jewish comedians have made
come
this
into
joke
my
forever.
House, suck my dick, call me gay.
Yeah,
that's my favorite Ranbot post.
Yeah.
He always says that.
But
or he always posts that.
So there is this AI music out there. There's one I saw the other day. They pop up occasionally in various feeds. It was like it was literally called "Time to Take a Shit" on the company dime, and it was like orchestral, like it was like a it was like an old timey kind of like I don't know what the style
was. It
be
a rag?
Called. Not really. No, it was more like it was like a lot of background singers and like and it was like real kind of happy.
It was like
sound.
Gospel. Like,
no, but closer to that. I don't know what you call it. But the lyrics were funny. It was like, and it was like somebody just had an AI program spit this out.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
like get paid to shit, get paid to wipe. best 45 minutes of my fucking life. And like, it was like, and it was,
very good.
It
very
got
good.
Gross though. Like, there, it got like unnecessarily gross, but it was still funny.
And oh, I the saw, IA took it too far.
Yeah, or yeah, the yeah. person wrote the lyrics and had the,
oh, okay.
Like that like, bootstrapping song that everybody was playing. That somebody did on an AI. Like
the Tough Guy Country one, yeah, that you that, played
that
on.
Clearly, somebody wrote like a fan.
You played
of
on Borzoi Show. I just call it Borzoi Show. You played it on Borzoi Show.
Yeah, I played it on my show too. Like at the end, as the outro.
Oh, okay, very.
I
good.
Don't know if Alex has heard that. Probably hasn't. You
well, it just sounds like every it. Popular country song.
But the lyrics are great. Yeah. That's what makes it good.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you got anyway. so you just sent me a link. You just linked me to a John Doyle post.
Right. Well, John Doyle was one of the people that we were talking about. So, like, these frat bro things, right? So, as we were doing the show Friday, like, this dumb frat bro shit was going on, and it got exposed so fucking fast. So, just to lay the groundwork here, like, they tried to do, like, a pushback against, like, the Palestine protests on the campuses, and they had this idea, like, this was absolutely an orchestrated thing. So, when you talk about... Mm-hmm. protests being orchestrated, like, conservatives need to understand this was also orchestrated, and this messaging that protests aren't orchestrated, or that if they are, they're like invalid, which is like, no, when people do protests, they are organized to go and do them. These kids that did these protests were organized to go do them. But the very first one that people were making a big deal of was this thing at UNC Chapel Hill, where supposedly the Palestine people tried to take down the American flag from the flagpole, and these frat bros went out and they rescued it, but they were also waving Israeli flags. So immediately a bunch of like right-wing accounts tried to get on board and like get out
we're
in front of or co-opt board. That. But of course, very quickly, because it was something orchestrated, the kids that did it immediately got media access and told us who they were. And here, this is very funny. So,
yeah. Oh, this is the kid, right?
This is one of the kids that was there. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Dude, that's the other thing. A lot of these kids these protests.
You were playing this while I was making the post for the show Friday. This is a very sad news cooking.
Yeah. So
we had just missed this.
Let's play
this right here.
Isaac Mala. Isaac, what motivated you to defend the flag?
Oh, Isaac was defending the flag for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I'll say, when we talk about motivation for the flag, the primary reason I was on that quad, right, before this...
That guy talks like he's really from North Carolina.
Well, he might be, but...
Who was this guy with the sloping eyebrows and the Semitic smile?
That talks like he's from fucking New York City.
The reason I was on that quad, right, before this ever even began to become an American issue, I was on there because I'm Jewish, and I'm Orthodox, and a lot of members that were holding up that flag were...
It gets worse.
And so we were there really just kind of holding up our Israeli flags and trying to stop hate. And there's been a lot of anti-Semitism around the country. So we were there first and foremost for our country of Israel.
I just doesn't get any more like...
And the funniest thing
is... It doesn't get any more like, God, can you deliver like a weird political circumstances just for me?
I was like, I died. I mean, I was like... When I saw that, because again, I was debating whether or not to say, I'll bet that was a fucking Jewish frat. I was debating whether to say. You were saying this morning it was better that I didn't, but I'm like, now I kind of wish I had.
Well,
but then if I had been wrong, it would have been
that
dumb.
If you do that with no info and then you're wrong, you just look like a lunatic. So every time you do it, it's like no one should listen.
Yeah,
but it's
but
like,
the problem is I had very rational reasons for thinking so, and I was right.
The thing about that is I think so little of... the right that I was fully willing to believe that like a bunch of white kids on a college campus are going to hold up Israeli and American flags and then make monkey noises. I have no doubt in my mind that that's
here's
just
one thing I
want to
say that I disagree slightly disagree there. Now I have no doubt in my mind that that a bunch of white kids would go and do that with the American
like this
flag,
is
right?
What like this is what no Israeli flag like if John Doyle like this was in response to John Doyle like shitting and farting and trying to like run cover. It's like, yeah, this is what they like. If he could get away with it, he would like just throw an Israeli flag up in the air and be like, "This is because all these influencers, these conservatives are doing, and they're trying to make this about like just be racist toward the people that hate Israel, just defend Israel. And this is America. That's what it's for. And if you're an American white right winger, that's what you're there for. You're there to be another line of defense against My point is that
I, when I, as soon as I saw the Israeli flags, that's what made me think it was a Jewish fraternity, because there are Jewish fraternities. I would be totally willing to believe.
I'm just better at being any American than you, I guess. I was like, oh, that's just an American.
Yeah, but see, but
oh, an Israeli flag? But, that's an American college student.
But I actually maintain
loves Israel.
I maintain this, and I always maintain this, and people.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed. And we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
People sometimes don't agree, they push back, but I definitely think I'm right on this, and I feel like the evidence bears it out. When people are waving around Israeli flags, they are usually Jewish. Like, people that usually non-Jews don't do that. Like, they will wave an American flag, and I could totally see a bunch of white frat bros going out, like, don't touch our flag, and, like, not letting the flag touch the ground, which is what they were doing by holding it up and shit. And, like, a lot of those kids at Ole Miss weren't Jewish, and they're decked out in the red, white, and blue overalls and shit. And obviously, I mean, look, there were two kids there in the same overalls. I wonder who paid for those overalls.
Yeah, who paid for those overalls?
Who paid for the overalls?
Was it J.O.? I think he had them too.
He had a full body suit.
Oh, yeah, he had like a jumpsuit. Yeah.
Yeah. But who paid for those flags? You want to know what?
Come and take it.
Those cloth American flags are more expensive than a tent.
That shit's true. Yeah.
Now, unless that's just the vinyl one. That's a vinyl one. Yeah.
That one's shiny.
But if you have a real big cloth one, that's just
highly
expensive.
Suspicious.
Yeah, fresh out of the box. That's not
you
legit.
You can still see the creases on
it. You can still
they
see the creases.
You bought that today at Walmart, didn't you? Yes, you did.
Some of these niggas don't even iron their flags.
Get it from Walmart. Like, probably George Soros supplied that to him.
Well, it could be. I mean,
see, what's happening here is George Soros is trying to keep everybody divided.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to divide both sides.
Is that Molon Lob flag? Is that or the come and take it or whatever? Is that like, is that new? That
Molon one looks, lobotomy?
Come and take what?
Molon lobotomy, type that. Come and take
you
my
take
brain.
Brain. It's already gone.
It's like, I did. I tried. It was just a cavity. It was an empty cavity in your skull.
Is that what Molon Lobby means? Come and take it?
Something like that, yeah.
I thought it meant like mold bug is in the lobby.
Come
please
take
come.
Mold bug in the lobby.
Please buzz him in. He's waiting.
Mold and lob. Yeah. Anyway.
Moldoid lobby.
Mold and lobby.
Lob. Yeah. So, you know, again, I generally take this. This is my heuristic, and it's probably wrong sometimes, but I think it's right more than often. The thing that made me think it was a Jewish frat was the kids with the Israeli flags, and also the kid holding the one kid I saw holding that Israeli flag in that video looked Jewish if you look at him. But and it turned out I was actually right. So that kid was a member of Alpha Epsilon Pi, which is in fact a national Jewish fraternity, and it's also like extremely gay. But again, I don't know what Greek life generally is like, but I do know that if you go to AEPi's website, which I did, and looked at it, they had all kinds of shit about like gay acceptance and celebrating pride and accepting your gay brothers and supporting your gay brothers through Pride Month. And if they feel like they're not being welcomed into the general community, you have to welcome them. Yeah.
I'm still in this T-hole, though, with this video and this thread going on.
All right.
Like, okay, so we have the frat boys defending the flag. We have the big reveal that they were actually holding up the Israeli flag. And we have the kid goes on Fox to tell you exactly we were there to defend Israel. The people that the guy who posted the video, this apple pie nationalist person, is arguing with are they're trying to take the position that Fox News is lying.
Yes.
To tell their audience that, to try to pretend to the audience that this is all about Israel, not just a bunch of white guys. Like, no. How do you get something? You have to do that on purpose to get something.
No, I know. Well,
he says,
John Doyle was very upset by this.
So Apple Pie says, the irony of you claiming this is not about politics, while Fox invites on a particular guest to control the frame while you also accuse others of being terminated online or whatever, that's just what you do. Then someone says, you watch Fox News. I don't even have cable, but 2.7 million boomers and people who vote actually do. And we'll see the clip compared to 600,000 or so impressions on your post. And then some jerk like writes back, like, the network exclusively watched by pro-Israel boomers is trying to sell an explicitly pro-Israel version of events. No way, dude. Please tell me more. So now, like, so basically, you're basically saying that, that Fox is gussying up the pro-Israeli nature of the counter-protest? Like, it's like, no, dude, like, this is what it is.
Yes.
They're not concocting that. That's the thing. Like, this is an Israeli deal. This is a Jew deal. This is Zionism.
See, John Doyle is in a tough spot because he's not participating in this.
But he did do
a cope initially.
Yeah.
He did do some of the same copes in this very thread. And he was arguing it with other people on Twitter. So he's in the same boat as them.
Fox doesn't control the narrative somebody puts under them.
That's not true. They don't control all of it. They certainly have a lot of influence on it, though. But here's the spot that they're in, that people like him are in. They see, first of all, that absolutely was at University of North Carolina where that incident happened. Underneath that flag where they were standing there surrounded by the leftist protesters holding the American flag and waving Israeli flags. Those kids were Jewish. That was Alpha Epsilon Pi fraternity. They themselves said it. That same kid, Isaac Milah, and there was another kid interviewed in that same show. His name was Brendan Rosenblum, who was interviewed in that same show. Or I think he was interviewed by another one of the fucking Fox News hosts. That was Laura Ingraham. Someone else interviewed this other kid, right? Both of them were in the same frat, Alpha Epsilon Pi, Jewish fraternity, National Jewish Fraternity. You can look it up. Absolutely, they were all Jews. Those kids were all of them were Jews. Now, there was that other protest that happened at Ole Miss where their kids, there were people that weren't Jews. But what they were was organized by the TPUSA Campus Activism Network, and they were there with the Jewish fraternity. And this also came out. And that same kid with the overalls, that doofus kid with the flag overalls who was holding his phone and backing away from the fat black woman, which, again, like, I got to be honest. Like, let's be honest what we really saw there. We saw that kid who, despite the fact that he had been organized politically to go out and counter-protest the Palestine protesters, and he had his phone out, he was retreating from the fat black woman. Now, I'm not saying he was, like, physically intimidated by her, but he was also not entirely as politically confident as the pose would let you go on, because he was giving her all the space. He was backing away from her because he kind of.
Well, to be fair, yeah. If a large wildebeest was headed in my direction, I would probably step to the side.
Fair enough. But
I don't want to be stampeded.
But he was there to provoke said wildebeest.
Well, you probably want to be like a matador and like have like a flag or something, and then
there were flags. There were brightly colored flags there. Yes. Well, he was wearing one of them.
I'm still so reading the John Doyle.
No, you don't want to wear the flag
because that's dumb. You want to hold it so
the flag.
That's why he was backing away. Right. But the point being,
he says, I see a lot of retards trying to apply an ideological lens to this, meaning the counter protest, and then siding with the anti-Zionists against the frat boys, calling them Zionist shills.
They are.
But he says, imagine thinking this is actually about politics. You have rationalized being on the side of those who you hate simply because it's based. No instincts at all. Very online. Just chopping off the end of it there. It's like,
I want to break all this down.
Imagine thinking this is actually about politics. Like, this is the most important politics that exists. Zionism and anti-Zionism.
How could you?
Right. If these guys don't know about it, they may or may not be Zionist shills. Sure, they may want to go out on campus and, like, own the brown hordes of whatever, but, like, they have to be instructed, like, you're actually in the wrong here.
I want to.
What you're doing is defending Israel, not owning them. And it is, like, learn about the politics you're involved in. Saying it's not about politics, it's like, well, why are you posting about it?
But I want to go further than what you're going. Like, that's just a lie.
Right,
like, because like, and you don't.
I can see what he's saying. I see the line of reasoning. Like, you just want to go out and like, because yes, like in Jew America, the white boy on campus, like, you're just constantly fucking. You're constantly under duress. You're constantly threatened of having everything taken away from you at any moment because you're white.
Yes,
and who makes that possible? Jews.
Right.
That's not the fault of these. Not that I want to like take the fucking pedal off the metal there, but it's like. The people protesting against Zionism, like, yeah, they have all the, fine, whatever, they're anti-white, they're this or that, but, like, they're not in charge. In fact, they're fucking up things for the people who are in charge,
right.
And you're taking up for the people that are in charge. That's the politics that this is about, and if people don't understand it, it needs to be explained to them so they don't go out there and fucking support. You're supporting your own fucking oppression.
Yeah.
When you protest in favor of Zionism, in favor of Israel, and in favor of the Jews, I don't care what your reasoning is, you are supporting the enemy that is holding you down. You are supporting the people that are oppressing you and your people and making right. sure that you don't have a fucking future unless it's a race-mixed fucking or incel future of right. doing, like, you are, like, these are the people that are holding you down. These are people that are destroying the country. And you're out there caping for them because you see a nigger. And, well, I'm supposed to cheer you on, and I'm sorry.
I want to actually say something about this, though. It's that I
like I wasn't. I was saying something about it, sir.
No, but I want to respond.
I
to
resent
this,
your implication that I wasn't saying anything.
No.
I said a lot of words.
You said
wasted
a lot
of time.
But no, I want to say something about what
filled
you were,
in a lot
about what you
of
were
seconds
saying.
Of content.
Mm-hmm. All
right. On the free hour.
So that is the narrative that they were definitely pushing, and that's when John Doyle says it's not about politics. What he means is that there's like this feeling. On campus,
yeah, I know.
Amongst the white kids, that like this shit has gone too far. I'm just fed up. I'm gonna just go out and do this.
I'm gonna go out and do the wrong thing,
and
I'm gonna go take up the wrong fucking cause.
But,
I'm gonna go out and make it worse.
Okay,
and I'm gonna get expelled now because I did a racism while
but
I was doing
hold
it.
On.
Like, holy shit! Again. You went out there to fucking to defend the poor Jews. Nobody will stand. Will someone please stand up for poor Israel? Oh, someone please, yeah, on campus, stand up for the poor Jews. They can't catch a break, these people.
My point is,
these people can't catch a break. No one will speak up. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to make monkey noises at nigger in favor of the poor Jews, and the Jews are going to have me expelled and make sure that, like...
Yeah, that kid's going to get expelled.
Make sure that I can only work at Staples in the future.
But I want to say this, though. Again, that might be...
And I'm not gloating. I'm not happy that this happened. I'm very upset. I know...
No, but hold on.
Wait,
again,
are
I
you
wanna,
saying
I
he's
going to
work
though,
at Staples purely because of his last name?
That was the joke I was doing, yes.
Yes.
JP Staples, that's the best you're going to do.
That's going to work. But hold on.
Maybe Office Max.
I'm like actually starting to seethe here a bit because the point I want to make is that's not true. That narrative they're putting out, it's not real. That did not happen.
What?
There was no white boy uprising. Okay. It didn't. It's probably even like more black pill. If you want to go, full black pill, like you'd like to do, like I'm going to do it right now. There was no white boy uprising. There is no sentiment, like organic, authentic, like white boy sentiment on the campus where they just got fed up and decided to go. No, those people that did that, all of them were organized. Those Jewish kids, it was 100%
fair.
Jewish kids
That's
at
fair.
UNC, and at Ole Miss, it was a combination of Jewish frats, TPUSA activists. We have a friend of ours who was at another one of these. We actually have a bunch of guys that were at a bunch of these protests over the weekend. And a friend of ours was at one of the protests on a campus, doesn't matter which one, and he said, like, I saw the kids counter-protesting. I know them as the kids that are in the campus TPUSA chapter. And, like, so we also found out that because those kids had immediate media access, like that kid in the American flag overalls, he got another media interview on something else. Donald Trump has now made this little thing into a campaign commercial for his campaign. So, like, which that's also something that I can find that on my Twitter feed at some point. My point is that narrative that they're spinning, I don't even feel the need to, like, respond to it or compensate for it. Like, yes, okay, maybe white kids got upset and mad and they didn't know what was going on. Because that didn't happen. There was no white boy uprising. This was an organized thing. And, like, again, the thing is, when you do political stuff, just so you understand, people do not spontaneously get fed up and go and just do
I'm
a thing.
I'm fed up mad as hell and I can't take it anymore.
It doesn't happen. There are probably white kids on campus that hate it, are fed up, don't like the anti-whiteness, and maybe have some resentment towards the Palestine protest. But you know what they do? Stay inside, keep their head down, and either go to class or don't or whatever. They don't get involved. The people that actually went and did those protests were politically organized. And that one kid that did the monkey sounds, he just got caught up in a moment because he was there with a bunch of people yelling and screaming at people that are like they consider the opposite
side. But he had his phone out, though.
And he just got...
But he had it on his phone. He can't be in the moment. He had his phone out.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Let these guys with their phones out. Yeah. Why don't you just be in the moment?
I mean, yes, Richard Hanani once again just doing some stupid novelty take for yucks, which makes he's not a serious person. Like, he's just not. He's not intellectual. He's just a jokester.
He's a weird. He has a weird face.
He's just a fucking troll. He's just a gay troll.
He looks like a character in Toy Story. Like, he looks like CG.
He really does. Yes, he looks
like
a
the fat guy is like airbrushing the makeup back on him.
He looks like a velociraptor.
But I'm not, Jurassic Park. I don't feel intimidated though.
I know he looks like a non-scary velociraptor. Anyway, the point is that it's not true. There's this white boy summer. It's bullshit. That was TPUSA activists and Jewish fraternity. Straight up, that's what it was. And it wasn't even at very many colleges. It was at like a few colleges in the South. They shot their wad. That's the best they can do. And everywhere else these counter demonstrations are happening, it's just a bunch of Jews. Like, there was another one in Chicago yesterday, and a friend was there, like, taking pictures, just checking it out.
In before Chicago.
What's that?
I said in before Chicago. I thought a gun rights debate was going to start up.
Oh. Well,
I was being conservative.
In before Chicago. Oh, no, the libtards is in before.
We want to know what's funny.
How many people died there?
We want to know what's funny. There was niggers in the pro-Israel side of that protest in Chicago.
Oh, were they handing out weed or something?
No, they were paid. They were obviously paid to be there. They had a sign that
they
said
they had 40s and joints. Or not joints.
Yeah, like the Jews gave them
40s.
The Jews gave them 40s and weed. The Jews gave them L's, and they took lots of them. They took L's.
Do people still say that?
Well, you don't want to say I'm smoking an L right now. Is this like the double?
I feel like you can't smoke L's anymore.
Lots of people smoke L's.
You can't dump the guts and roll an L anymore. Like,
let me hit that L, bro. You've been hitting L's all along, my
friend.
That's
slang from like 1995. Though. I don't know if it still works. It's like,
well, definitely
years.
Doesn't work. There was a rapper called Big L.
I don't take L's. I smoke them.
There was literally a rapper called Big L. He died.
Obviously, when he died.
That's the
L. That's the big L right there.
Yeah, he was Big L, and he died at like age 20. So there you go, Big L.
That's the Big L.
That's the big fucking biggest L you can take, my friend.
You either die early for the Big L, or you live long enough.
Yeah,
I don't know. You live long enough to become the Big L.
There's these niggas in Chicago were holding up MLK, like they were trying to shame them, like MLK would be against anti-Semitism. It's like, yo, dude, Jews paid you to be there, and of course they
MLK
did,
was a fucking total like he was a Jew bought.
He was a total Zionist. It's true. But my point is, like, I want to get that point across. Like, I want to get that point across.
Watch you two at the Sphere in Las Vegas and cringe.
People that bought into what John Doyle was trying to sell. And if you think about it, it's the same from the other side. Because they say, from the other side, they say, these protests aren't really anti-Israel. They're just, like, Marxist anti-white. And again, there's from both sides, they want to obfuscate the true nature of what's going on. They're like, the protests aren't really anti-Israel. They're really anti-white. And then when Jews go out and do like a specifically Jewish counter-protest, like, that's not Jewish. That's just white people being fed up with the anti-white. And it's very interesting because like now that the protest is against Israel, you know, you didn't want to talk about the anti-white nature of 2020. You wanted to shy away from that and play it safe with that shit. But now that it's explicitly anti-Israel, you're like, white boys, this is against you. This is about you, white boys. Go, you white boys. Go, go. I'm like, no, fuck you.
Get Rittenhouse to shoot somebody.
You. Now, I personally am totally in support of the Palestine demonstrators, no matter what their other ideologies are. I understand if there's some people that they don't like some of the other stuff they say or things they're about, and they kind of are like alienated by them. They think they're shitty and fucked up. Whatever. I understand that totally. I'm not going to tell you have to have my exact same view on it. I support the Palestinians no matter what like cringe college protesters do. Right? That's a different thing. Palestine itself is a cause I'm going to support no matter what. Cringy protesters, like, I don't really care. That I just like that they're going at the Jews. And I support that. Now, if you don't like them, fine. I'm not telling you have to. But definitely, get yourself sucked into, like, going out and doing something. Like, do not let yourself get sucked into, like, I'm going to support Israel to own libs. But it's also, like, what you should do is you should laugh. And when you see these fucking kike accounts out there, desperately trying to, you see James Lindsay, who's a fucking Jew shill, desperately trying to think that get you to understand, nah, it's not really about Israel, it's just about Marxism, and they want to hate all whites. And then you see like these fucking,
or Steve Saylor, Jews are going to start waking up to who their real friends are.
That's a lie. You're lying to yourself. Just like if you think this was white boy summer, if you think it was frat boy summer, and that's all bullshit. Organized political activism. That's what you're seeing on both sides of this. Okay. In fact, you are far more likely to have a rando kid who feels frustrated by events join the left-wing side of it. Because they are far more, they are far better at like actually convincing people who are or aren't necessarily involved to just come in and join than the right wingers who literally are a very closed off network that did this thing. And again, that one kid that went overboard with the hooting and hollering, or whatever, like he's just gonna get fucked. Because unless he's Jewish, the fucked. Only thing is people. No, some people are speculating.
Been, he's already been kicked out of his frat.
Got kicked out of the frat. There's people working on getting school. Him kicked out of the school. That might be too much. Maybe they'll just discipline.
They're passing
him.
Around. They're
happen.
Passing around like jokes he made on Twitter and shit, and calling him a scumbag. They're saying like white people, this is your son. I'm like, all right, well, and I mean, honestly, because it. What I do like is that it sparked another round of like the whole like of the racism is learned behavior. But it's like, no. No. Bullshit. Racism is completely natural. And what this guy did is totally natural. People have to be trained and punished out of this kind of behavior. Like, people hate niggers.
There's another thing that happens. And they hoot at them. Like, TPUSA, like, forever, like, despite what Charlie Kirk says publicly, TPUSA has always had these scandals where, like, you get a phone behind the scenes at one of their functions, one of their parties, and kids are making fun of niggers and shit, right? Because that's what it is. Like, all, like, let, that's the fact. Like, sure, they got sucked into conservative activism. They're doing, you know, they probably are actually pro-Israel, because that kid apparently has been, like, said, like, very pro-Israel stuff on accounts and stuff like that. So, but they're racists, okay? Like, the kids that go to do TPUS, they don't like niggers. They absolutely don't. And this has been proven multiple times, because they've, like, there's been, like, libtard infiltrators and stuff that get behind the scenes with them, and then they're filming their parties after hours when people are drinking and having fun, and they're all making monkey noises and making fun of niggers and shit. They've had multiple scandals like this, right? But I think they actually are genuinely Zionist, or at least they brainwash these kids into being Zionist. But I really wanted to push back on this idea that there was any organic, like, white boy uprising to this. There wasn't. There just wasn't. This was AstroTurf, right? Or if not AstroTurf. Like, again, I also am not saying that because political activism is organized, that it's somehow, like, I don't hold this right wing view that, like, because political organized is,
I'm just hung up, like, it's wrong. Like, I don't care what it is.
Yeah,
the
ideology is wrong. They're taking the wrong side for sure. But there's this idea that right wingers have that because political activism is organized, like, there's an umbrella group that gets these people together to go and do these actions, that it's inherently illegitimate. Like, I don't believe that. Like, that's what it is. Like, all political activism is going to be like that. I really don't believe in any side of anything where somebody just, like, walks in off the street, like, oh, I agree with that, I'm going to join in this thing. No, people will look at it and gawk, and maybe I like this side more than that or whatever. But for people actually going out and doing a protest, doing something on the street, facing off with an opposing group, that's an organized group of people. So the narrative that conservatives push, though, they have this weird thing where they want to believe that there's something more legitimate about something if it's, like, not organized. You know what I'm saying? That if it has to be, like, a spontaneous.
That's because you're supposed to represent, like, an individual, like, I've had enough.
Right, exactly.
God damn it, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Right, but what you do, see, what happens when you say, I've had enough and I can't take it anymore, is you get involved with some group of people that have a like mind to you.
No.
You don't just storm out onto the street.
Remember that the Norman Rockwell painting? You, like, stand up like that.
Right, yes.
And
yes.
It's like, Look, I've had enough, and I can't take it no more. And then, like, everybody looks at you, and then they make a movie, a biopic about you.
Yeah, and then they clap, and then because you believe Hollywood narratives, like, you making one charismatic speech at a town hall, like, claps, and then the world changes for the better because you watched the movie.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Right. So, again, like, I oppose TPUSA.
If you became part of an organization, you would just be, like, another cog in the machine of the organization to, like, achieve another goal. Like,
no, that's totally betrayal of all my principles.
Yeah. Then you're no longer a hero, see?
Right, yeah. There you go. You're no longer a hero. Because that's the funny thing. If you tell people those kids were organized by a political group that told them to go out and do that, like, if you think American flag overalls kid is a hero, like, and you're a conservative, and I say, well, you know, he's organized, like, he's part of an organized group to do that, and it was all set up so he would go do that, and also it's not an accident that the same day or the day after he was given media access, like Fox News or Newsmax or whatever, or one of these outlets had him in for an interview on the TV, and they presented him. That's the narrative that they present, that Fox News and then present too, is that this is, like, organic. It's not. Again, that doesn't make it illegitimate. It's illegitimate because they're wrong.
It's like, illegitimate because it's Zionism.
Yeah, like that's Jewish my point. It's like,
which is why it's AstroTurf, because this is what Jews do.
Right, right. And so, and it also, just so you understand, the Palestine protests aren't as big as they're making them out to be on TV. They're making them out to be like these massive riots in order to get conservative backing for like just cracking down on free speech. They are kind of big, though. I've seen some of these campus encampments. They're pretty big. But these conservative counter-protests weren't very big either. And it wasn't at very many schools. And it was mainly in the South, because I think TPUSA has a much bigger campus presence at universities in the South. Like, and Ole Miss, that's about as South as you can get, right? You know, so yeah, I don't, you know, that's just what it is. So I think, though, that so John Doyle trying to capitalize on it, it's like, John, you're not part of TPUSA. In fact, your little political group that you've got, I don't even know how much that's still going on anymore. But it's you were trying to organize something other than TPUSA in opposition to it, and you just haven't. And so you want to like ride this wave, pretend like, oh, these kids could come to my side. It's like, no, they haven't. They're on TPUSA. Like, that's what they're doing. Or they're just members of Jewish frats. And when people are doing the Jewish frat stuff, man, they're fucking wheel spinning and coping as if like Fox News is lying about that. It's like, no, dude, the kid himself told you that the kid's doing that. We're Alpha Epsilon Pi, Jewish frat. And again, I went to their website and I posted a bunch of screenshots on their website talking about all their Pride Month shit that they do in that frat.
Ah, Jesus. There you go.
Don't get mad. Just accept reality. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to the audience. I'm not even talking to the audience. Our audience knows. I'm talking to people
How can you support anything they've ever done if they're going to do Pride Month shit? Now you got, hey, there you go.
Well, they're a bunch of fucking twinks.
Ooh.
I mean, half those kids are probably fags.
Well, I'm just saying, like the people that would say, like, how can you take the side of like the brown people doing this? Like, well, how can you take their side? How can you take these homosexuals?
I do that. Yeah. I throw that back in their face all the time. Like, when people tell me, like, oh, but those Palestine protesters hate you, I'm like, so do the fucking conservatives. You want me to try and kiss up to conservatives? They fucking hate me too. We have got nothing but fucking scorn, rejection, hate, and like attempted destruction from conservatives. Like,
the conservative is there to make sure Israel survives, and then white people are just like a miserable mass of alienated individuals that are just looking for like a dollar somewhere.
Yeah. It's actually very funny watching Michael Tracy's feed, because he's been following like some of the lunacy in conservative media and in conservative political action committees and lobbies and shit.
We
can
do that in a minute, but I thought of a really bad joke.
But I just wanted to make the one point before we do that.
A really bad joke.
Okay, make the joke.
You know, at the beginning I said I wanted to derail the show, and I was doing the May the 4th be with you jokes. So what if like Michael Rapport, like, I just went to the May the 4th store.
May the 4th store.
I went to the May the 4th store. Trying to get a lisp.
May 4th store.
Kind of hard to deliver. Very like articulate. I can't lisp.
I've got like a light sword store.
You want to go to a 4th store. You can't go to Eldoran. It's gone.
You want to go to the Andor store?
Wait, Andor or Andor? I go to the Andor store and the Andor store. I get them confused. DeLorean. One of them's got teddy bears on it. The other one's got a cringe.
Go to a Mandalore
group
store.
Group of fucking terrorists or something. Go to a Mandalore store. Get some Beskar steel. Go to the Beskar steel store. Want to make a television series as derivative of two characters.
You like some kind of clone store.
Some kind of clone store.
Like, yeah, yeah,
episode 2 of the Clone Store.
Clone War Store.
Clone War Store. May the 4th be with you. Anything ends with an R. He goes, Nor. Nor, Nor. Andor. Like, yeah, Uma,
got a Jar Jar Storm.
Uma, Oprah, Andor.
Yeah. Instead of like what was the name of that Jew?
Jor-Jor.
Yeah, Jor-Jor.
Jor-Jor
store. Store Binks. what's the name of the Jew, like, fucking auto mechanic or whatever, where like, Anakin goes to work or whatever, like, the new slave guy. Like, the
Watto.
And what's that guy's name?
Watto.
Watto. Oh, fuck.
Can't go to the Watto store.
No. That's like in, what was it? That's like the same name as the thing popping out of the guy's stomach in Total Recall.
It is.
Right?
It's Watto, isn't it?
Or something like
that. No, it's Quatto.
Quatto, Watto, Guatto. Very close. Very, very close. Total Recall is a way better movie than fucking Star Wars.
I just watched the Aliens over the course of a couple evenings. Man, shit is good.
Did you see the extended version? Which one?
I was watching the, I watched the 2 hour, 2.5 hour extended version, yeah.
Alex is literally doing curls. We should do that. We got barbells. I'll just sit here.
I could bar there in the other room. Okay. Yeah, I watched the. What's the difference between the extended? It's just longer, right? I can't remember.
It's got like the Hadley's Hope scene where they find the eggs, and there's like this whole extended sequence where I guess it's the father gets the fucking face sucker on his face. So they add more.
I remember being like, I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Newt's pack. News.
Yeah.
Newt's
yeah. When I was a kid, I had like the VHS tape that had like the extended cut on it.
Yeah. I was watching somebody posted one of those cringe videos where I guess there's a new 4K release of Aliens. And so they're doing the whole like thing where like we're going to complain about the color grading and the de-gritifying. What do they call it? Not grit. What do they call it?
Grain.
Like there's like an AI they use to like clean the film grain and it makes like a modern movie.
They've also but it makes AIs people can put grain
but,
back in.
But ooh. Well, this is they were taking it out. Apparently the stock of film that came out that year was a shorter time exposure, blah, blah, blah. So it was a lot grainier than What's-His-Face actually wanted. So in the defense of the film, he was saying he wanted less grain, but this is just what was available as film stock at that time because whatever the name of the company changed it.
Generally, taking out film grain with AI makes it look like shit.
But what I didn't understand is so this guy was doing side-by-side. I have a rip of the DVD, so I don't have any HD. I'm satisfied. And apparently, according to this video, man, I made the right move. Because the DVD was like just the same transfer as the VHS tape that everyone's used to, the color grading and everything. It's just grainy. And when they did in 2006 or maybe 2010, something like that, they did a regular like 1080p Blu-ray, but they totally changed the color grading. They made everything like really like bluish.
Yeah, I've seen this, yes. Yeah.
And now like the new one is a little bit less bluish. But it also has this like waxy face, like artificial.
Yeah.
Like no grain.
That's weird. Yes, that's exactly right.
So
waxy
I'm just
face, no
so
grain.
So I'm just
going to
keep watching
no
my DVD watch rips. The, yeah. I bought that DVD set at like a flea market for like $5.
The only problem I have
I just
DVD
ripped them.
Is such low res of 480. It's so low.
But it's like you're watching an old grainy. It looks fine. I'll show it to you upstairs. You want to just put it on. I have it a. That TV's massive. I don't know. What is it, like 65 inches?
True,
I
guess since you're sitting
far enough.
It
just looks fine. Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of The Daily Shoah on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, therightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Maybe it's old. I mean, anything like 1080 to me, it's like above that, I really can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
But like the 1080.
See, I'm happy with 720.
The 1080 Star Trek remaster, Next Generation Star Trek remasters, they are grainy and they look good and they didn't fuck
it's
with
awesome.
The colors. They look really good.
Like, I want it to look grainy.
The grain is good.
Don't undo
like,
that.
You don't want to go
why
overboard.
Did they, but why don't you like, why did you fuck with the color temperature? Why is it blue? Like, why did you take?
I don't know,
the,
but,
why,
but
like
aliens.
You go through all this trouble to do a transfer in 2010 when this AI shit didn't exist, and you change like the color of the.
Yeah,
shit?
I don't
like,
know why they
would also,
have done
it's like, would I care if? Like, would I know that if I just put it on? I'd be like, I'm just watching because I'm also not one of these like film nerds.
It's a little shifted blue, but see, a lot of those movies they do this on purpose. Like the what's the other one? Prometheus, right? That was shifted to the yellow end of the spectrum. Or sometimes what they do is they signal locations by color shifts, right?
Oh my
so
God,
on board
like,
the spaceships in Prometheus. I remember in
Traffic.
Prometheus.
You ever watched
yes,
Traffic? Whenever they go to Mexico, everything is like everything
it's
just
like,
looks
it's like
sweaty.
Yellow.
It's like yellow and dirty.
The yellow
like,
and orange.
Ugh.
And in America, when he's like, hey, hold the fuck on, man.
What would your neighborhood be like if everybody came in and was like, hey, got any drugs? Got
hold
any drugs?
The fuck, wait,
you would, you would suddenly spontaneously start selling drugs because people were asking for it, right? You wouldn't call the cops and be like, hey, this guy keeps asking me for drugs. I think he's trouble. It's like, no, you just become a drug dealer. And that's what happened to blacks. Well, right. Blacks were upstanding good citizens. What happened to niggers is they were upstanding, decent, honest citizens. Then a bunch of white people from the burbs
kept demanding
started
drugs.
Coming into their neighborhoods and be like, do you have drugs? We need drugs. Why don't you have any illegal, illicit drugs? Yes. We're trying to have a drug war. Can you just join the drug war store?
Drug war store?
We're here. I thought it was at the drug store. You got any drugs? And these niggers are like, well, I guess we better get on this illegal dope trade because all these white folks want their illegal dope. And supply and demand, my friend.
Yes.
And that's what happened to blacks.
Dude.
Such a great
this
scene.
Idea that, like, Topher people kept Grace. Asking me just randomly for drugs, so I decided to just start selling them.
Well...
It's like both ends
gotta
of that
the,
are
gotta
hilarious.
Meet the people where they are.
Yeah, both ends of that, like,
well,
just
surrounded by coke fiends, I guess. Yeah.
Like, you want a Just So store?
When in blow?
No. When in rule? When in blow?
I don't know.
Like that movie with Johnny Depp.
That's a good movie. Yeah. That's funny shit.
That is actually good.
Yeah. But it is funny. It's like that the Just So story, again, Just So
Just
Store.
So Store.
On like both sides of that is like, it's like.
Traffic is a fantastic fucking
It is funny.
And it will make you hate fucking niggers.
Yeah.
Because he's basically
also,
just, he's just got the one girl as
well,
like
his daughter's getting raped by a nigger.
Yeah, she's just a crackhead sex slave at the end.
Yeah. And it actually, like, it, in a way, it does introduce that element of horror into it.
Yeah.
Of like that happening.
And they
to, like,
can't, they
a,
can't
your
erase,
daughter
and they can't
like,
erase,
oh
like, and his, like, little speech is them trying to cope with, like, well, this stuff you started freebasing, you were buying that from niggers. Like what would have been the other avenue for that to get into these people's lives other than like what's the vector aside from like nigger drug dealers?
Yeah. You started, and like on Wii.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah.
Nah.
It's like you don't want to actually absorb the actual
the
message
Mexicans
of the
just
movie,
want to have baseball field, man.
But like
you just want to build a baseball field. Like that's the other thing, is like the baseball field solves like the cartel problem, right? I guess that's like the big. No, that's the big ending. Is over the credits, like the two Beaners. Like, what's that actor's name? Actually, I like that one Beaner. He was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas as the crazy doctor guy.
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, he's in it, and it's like they're the federales or whatever, right? And so they're trying to stop the cartels, and in the end, they just have this. There's some kind of money gets donated to like build ballparks.
I remember the Benicio
del Toro. So the whole end credits is like in the background. You just hear Mexican kids playing baseball, and they're sitting in the stands, all satisfied with themselves. Like, oh yeah, that's gonna be the war on drugs. It's over because we have midnight baseball now. Instead of like these kids aren't gonna grow up and stop playing baseball and join the cartel and sell drugs. No, they're gonna keep playing baseball.
All of them.
They're just gonna be every single one. They're just gonna keep
baseball.
Hanging out together playing baseball.
Anyway, they just call it baseball.
Baseball.
But the Benicio del Toro thing I always remember is from like Usual Suspects when he's in the like police lineup.
Oh.
He's like, give me the fuck, he's cocksucker.
Oh yeah, he like talks like a retard.
Because like when they're Fenster. Asking them to say, give me the fucking keys, cocksucker.
Gay face, you can't fuck cocksucker. What the fuck?
He's cocksucker. What the fuck?
Yeah, that is a very gay movie.
Very retarded. That movie was like
everyone
mind blown.
That movie was like that movie was like the next generation of like Rob Halford and Judas Priest, because like no one realized that guy was gay. Like Usual Suspects was just a fag movie made by a fag about a bunch of gay guys doing crime, and like everyone just sort of stepped over it or didn't realize it because they were innocent.
But Usual Suspects
as an entirely
also,
that is a gay film.
Not
those
to
are
pretend
all fags.
Like I was a genius, but like it was pretty well fucking broadcast who the ultimate guy was going to be. Like,
oh, that I don't.
That wasn't
the,
even
what was broadcast. Like everyone involved here is fucking each other in the butt. That's what's going on in that movie. That if you watch, we're like, oh my god, every one of these people is a fucking. Every one of these guys is a fucking fag.
That's why they couldn't account for themselves on that evening because they were all
well.
Like,
does it like
there having gay sex?
Like when Fenster is reading the give me the key, like they hand the note they want him to say in the lineup, and it says give me the keys, you fucking cocksucker. Give me the fucking keys, you fucking. He's laughing because he likes to suck cock.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why he can't control himself, and his buddy is giggling too. Because it's like they're just cocks. They're literal cocksuckers.
Kevin Pollak, remember him? Or Stephen Pollak?
Well,
Pollack,
it was one of the
Pollack,
bald
Pollack.
Ones. Is his buddy that's also a fag? Like big time. They're like it is like they're openly, disgustingly, but they don't say it. So like,
oh, who's the one when they get? They're like, we can place you in Queens on the night of the murder. He's like, oh yeah, genius. I live in Queens.
Yeah, I think that was
is
Pollack.
That Pollack?
Yeah,
wait, is it so. Kevin or Stephen? Which is, I can't.
I don't know. It doesn't
who
even
fucking cares. Doesn't matter.
Such
whatever.
A gay movie filled with gays.
Anyway.
And everyone's like, oh, Usual Suspects is bad. Like, There was a
people
thing,
did the mind blown.
People,
bit.
Well, people of our
like,
age.
Oh wow, mind blown!
I
like,
think
holy
of guys
shit,
our
like,
age.
The reveal.
I think of like guy. I don't know if it was just the Northeast, but guys our age to be like all about like these badass gangster films,
mm-hmm.
like live vicariously through like these gangster.
I think
everyone
was
guys.
Like that. I don't think that was different than anywhere else.
But
in the
it
country.
Was like this. These are a bunch of homos that you're living through. You're vicariously through guys that suck dicks and laugh about it while they're in jail.
Wow, I like never picked up on that.
You never picked up on it. Go watch it again. It's so gay.
But I haven't watched it in like 20 years. So
yeah, that's probably why. But it's
like
just,
yeah,
it's
first
just
time through,
shit.
I wasn't on that level.
The Baldwin like, yeah. and the Fenster are just fucking.
You're
just,
probably right. I might have actually picked up on that, but since they
and
didn't.
Pollock
end up being,
says that, Pollock makes a weird comment about a Saturday night too.
Since
Saturday night,
I might have picked up on them being faggots, but I didn't. Focus on it because it wasn't like ultimately the thing because it was like ultimately then
no,
it went
it's
with
just like a horrible
what was his name Gabriel Byrne and then he's like there's no coke I've been up and down the shift there's no coke remember that bit
yeah it's good stuff
yeah anyway
he's yeah. like the burn victim he's burned everywhere except for his mouth so he can yell
he
Kaiser
was he was holding the cigarette in that faggy way
oh yeah
verbal kint anyway verbal whatever kint. What are we talking about oh I was saying
Fenster.
It's funny
we're
to
about,
see.
We're talking about movies and remasters and things.
But what the, oh, the right. point
Sorry
I was making
that.
Before,
yeah.
before
my
we,
fault. This
before
is my fault again. I ruined the show again.
No.
Yeah. It kept reminding me of watching the what the fuck? It's the assembly cut of Alien 3, which I always thought it had bad CGI, but it's actually bad compositing. And they still didn't fix it.
Alien,
it went from being like
Alien
too
3.
Green to some other color, like
such,
too blue or something.
Alien 3 is such a kick in the face. Like this is not a serious franchise. It made Alien 3 makes aliens completely worthless and pointless. The entire endeavor, the entire thing meant nothing.
Yep.
It's so bad. And then you're supposed to sit there and just take it and just watch it. And it's not even good. Like on top of that,
the studio man, the studio was like they just wanted it to be like a direct video release
that was
or some shit.
That was literally like we need to like keep this franchise going. It's like why not just hire somebody to make a good movie? Yeah. That's what I don't get about like franchise. I'm like, just get somebody who's a fan of the first two movies and let them do something with it. They'll probably do something better than
wasn't
you and
Alien,
your boardroom.
Alien 3, wasn't that one where like, the blobby thing gets sucked out of a tiny little hole in the ship out into space?
No, that's 4. That's
four?
Alien 4.
Okay. Oh, that's what the like the
it's
human
got Ron
alien.
Perlman in it.
Yeah, that one's really bad.
It's,
that's just,
the French
that's,
director took
that was the first the one that French was literally one. Like, all right, this is just a slasher film in space. We give up. We give up.
Well, that's what I always, frankly, I got to be honest, I never... I'm not a fan of that franchise. I haven't seen all
it's
of them.
It's not, there's not a real franchise. There's the first two.
And,
that's
and
it.
Even the first one, though, I appreciated it for like the elements of it or whatever, but because in the end it's just this alien just kills people, I kind of just, it never really grabbed me because I wanted something
fair.
More, you know? Like I wanted more like, okay, is this, there's a civilization and there's going to be political conflict. There's going to be
well, in aliens,
more to
aliens
it.
Gets
and
a little more,
alien just kills people.
In
like,
aliens,
like,
it gets a little more interesting because yeah. rather than trying to exterminate this thing, they want to bring it home and study it and turn it into a bioweapon. So
yeah.
that's where the politics get interesting.
Yeah, I guess.
So every time this thing pops up, that's what the company tries to do. It's cool, but it's like Alien 3 is like, oh my god, there's another script of Alien 3 that William Gibson wrote, and they novelized
yep.
it, and it's so much better because Hicks and Newt and Sigourney Weaver, they all survive. The problem with Alien 3 is like, all right, the little girl, like the entire, like the whole reason they didn't just like kill themselves and aliens was to save the little girl. The only reason that mission is worthwhile is they saved one colonist, one child. The reason, like, the 30 people lost their lives trying to go in and solve this was to save this little girl. And then an Alien 3 starts, oh, there are some dead people in the escape pod. And what are these facehugger things? And then Hicks is dead. It's just like, but yeah, William Gibson wrote a book that was, wrote a script that was, Hicks is actually the main character, which is probably why they didn't make it. It's like, wait a minute, we can't make a movie without Sigourney Weaver. She's the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
We can't have this. We can't have the John Connor's dad, the guy that made two brilliant movies and then just like ended his career forever.
Oh, Michael Biehn,
is that his name?
Yep, Michael Biehn.
He's yeah. like, is he
yep.
in anything else? He's like in Terminator.
He did like
he's
some,
in Terminator
he did, like,
Aliens and then done.
He did like
I told you.
He did like some of those shows that would be on like Channel 11 on
Sunday afternoons. I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, like shitty.
Like why? Awful, what happened to that poor guy's career? He's like,
it's very strange that he never went anywhere.
You're just too generic and not charismatic enough. So you can we can't have you carrying Alien 3. Is he in Tombstone? That's maybe I'll watch that. I've never seen.
But even oh this is
Conti.
Even then, well, I wanted to say, you know,
Zero.
If you want to talk about like frat boys though and frat boy aesthetics, like legitimately. Check out that Conte video. Like that, there's your boy.
Zero.
I mean, I'm dead serious. Like, because if the people that say, like, we're going to, like, win people over or something with frat boy aesthetics, like, and I'm not saying, I'm not even, like, I like Greg's video. I enjoyed the video very much, unironically. But I'm telling you, people, like, that's your guy right there. Like, why aren't they doing it? Like, here's, if frat boy, the way they look and dress is what's going to win over these people, then there you go. Here it is. This guy's a bigger frat boy. He's more Chad than any of these fucking faggots holding up the flag by far. Like, you know, and here's your boy.
Get down
on your fucking knees,
conservatives. Sure as hell wouldn't hold up an Israeli flag.
No, never. No, I'm telling you. Those people should bow to him. I'm not joking. If you like if the frat boy thing is your thing, that's your master and overlord. Bow.
I don't like the frat boy thing.
How's it fucking one? Quarter to one already.
I don't know. Well, wasting time talking about movies, old movies that like came out before anybody ever heard of
Saturday
anything.
Night Live.
Let me see. There's more videos.
Jerry Seinfeld.
There's more clips. Got a lot of clips.
That was an era of good filmmaking. It's gone.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, yeah. If you want to see what I was talking about, this Jew frat.
I was listening to Nerdrotic. He was talking about like Hollywood people are just completely stymied that. All the streaming services, like, it's all old stuff that people were watching.
Well, like, yeah.
Like, sitcoms and shit are, like, blowing the fuck out of whatever, like, their original new streaming shows are. Everyone's watching The Office, Seinfeld, Friends, and Cheers, which is amazing.
Cheers. I can't even actually imagine watching that. that feels like that would be
painful.
That's
what people, I don't know. It's very weird.
So, one of the things that kind of happened at one point is you remember Event Television? There may be a show that came out. So everybody's watching the show.
Oh, they were like Event Horizon.
Think of is Battlestar Galactica. Everybody's watching Battlestar
Galactica.
Yeah,
you know what? That was an event. Didn't that debut like after the Super Bowl or something one year? Like the first couple episodes were on like Channel 4, and then they moved it to Sci-Fi Channel where no one would.
It was a miniseries, and then it went somewhere. I can't remember Sci-Fi or where, but
yeah, it went to Sci-Fi.
It had a following. People were really into it. I think it's really what kicked off.
It was cool.
Like, that
it kicked off pretty well. I mean, you had some. You had what's his face there? Almost. He had Almost in there. He's a good actor.
Yep.
Pockmart.
So
I guess
was going on before that, but
like,
I know
Edward
what
James
you're
Almost
about.
Be like in,
it might have
in
been
space,
it's the
no,
one that I
on.
Remember just because it
I
was
just want to
so
do one
popular.
Joke. One joke in space. Nobody can hear you acne cream.
Yeah, in space. No one can hear you pop all those zits.
Poor Edward what? James.
Well, when you do, like the pus just like floats popper. In like globules like
just
around
the fucking
the,
craters.
Sorry,
it's the dark side of the moon over here.
Yeah,
on his fucking face.
You can't do event television anymore, right? Yeah, like it's
Gabbard.
Not something that's really
in the reboot. That character's gonna be played by Tulsi Gabbard.
All right, because they'll have to do a sex swap. So we can do a sex swap.
Yeah, so it'll be like Commander Adama is gonna be played by fucking Tulsi Gabbard in the new one. Like legit, they could just do that.
What were you saying about
all
your
event? Is the pockmarks.
What were you saying about your event television there?
It doesn't really exist anymore, right? Because one of the things they'll do is a streaming service will just put everything out at once, in which case, even if it's a good show, it's going to be in and out of public consciousness like
it's
within
not,
15
it's not
seconds,
really a good show,
right?
But yeah, I know what you're saying.
And then if they've got a show that sort of is kind of cool, it doesn't seem like it just picks up the audience the way it used to because everything is so fragmented, right?
Right. Well, there's all different stuff for different people. So people and the shows come out all at once so you can binge and everyone's binging something different.
There's all kinds of shows
like
for
little
cringe
clicks
retards.
There's like little cliques of people that all binge the same thing together. And
there's all flavors of like anti-white gay shit you can watch.
Yeah.
That's why nobody watches. No one wants to watch anti-white gay shit, but that's all they make now. So,
or they can't get and they can't capture
like,
more than a niche.
And that's like even a niche. I would watch like the niche streaming show.
Yeah,
they would
niche.
They'd probably put a faggot in it though. Because like Seinfeld was bitching about this on a podcast, and it's like so Seinfeld was trying to be like le good Jew, and
Well, Seinfeld is like...
But even Seinfeld himself won't say, like, no one wants this stuff because it's all filled with niggers and homosexuals. Like, well, no one wants to watch trannies.
I'm actually kind of curious. Like, what did he actually say? Because this is sort of interesting. Because
he said that comedy was killed by PC stuff and wokeness. He said, I think he said the extreme left or the radical left, something like that.
Yeah. Now, that is actually connected to current events that he's coming out and saying that now. Now, it's true.
Well, he's talking about, like, why aren't there any sitcoms? First of all, I'm just like, well, Jerry, sitcoms are fucking stupid.
Right, but I'm like more cynical than you, because he's not only is he he's a Jewish operative, and he actually, there was a little incident that happened like a few weeks ago where there was this Barry Weiss speech in Manhattan where she was talking about like the woke lefties on campus and all this shit, and Jerry Seinfeld was like the marquee attendee, like in the front row attending it, and as he was walking out, there was some Palestine demonstrators outside of it that were like calling the people that went to it like genocidal freaks. And Seinfeld gets into like an altercation with them.
Kramer!
And this
what's going on
this
there?
This goes like viral.
They're breaking down Zionism, Jerry.
And so like now that I'm sorry, like I just don't believe that he doesn't also have some other agenda when he's going out there.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm not saying he doesn't.
And it doesn't necessarily mean he's even totally wrong, but it's like him saying that now is because there is this push against so-called like woke leftism that's going on, but of course what they're going to replace it with is just not any better. In fact, it might even be shittier.
No, they're not changing.
Yeah,
they're just getting through this. They're getting through this moment of there's still some resistant audience.
They were trying to recruit Whitey to support Zionism.
It's also possible that like Hollywood, like entertainment stuff is just over.
No, it is over. That is over. But what he wants to do, and you could disagree, but I think this is what he wants to do is he wants to get people who are frustrated with it being over and like kind of get them to be like soft supporters of Zionism, because like part of why it's over, all the connect why it's over to these campus protesters rather than like his own fucking people. It's like what's happening, Jerry, is like you're from a previous generation and the next generation of Jews after you aren't as talented and as funny as you.
Yes.
Is what's really going on.
You're like the top of the fucking pile.
Like you are one of those Jews that was like actually had to. And he was sort of at the tail end of talented Jews, too. He's sort of like the last generation of ones that had talent. After, like, the ones that come after you, because he's got to be like 60s now by now. He's got to be in his
something
60s
like
by
that.
Now, right?
Yeah, he's old.
So he's like close to a boomer.
I mean, that show ended in 1998. You know,
he might be a boomer. Is he a boomer? Or maybe an old, early Xer?
I think he's an old Xer.
Yeah, whatever. But the old Xers and boomers are like peace.
Actually, he might just be a boomer. I don't know what year he was
born. In any case, he's closer to that. He's probably in his 60s or something like that, right? So, he is like kind of the tail end of talented Jews, the ones that actually culturally conquered this country and culturally owned it. And now the inheritors are people like J.J. Abrams.
Oh, God. So
and it's
bad.
Just like they just don't have – they're just there by – they're just there by virtue of inertia and nepotism, and they're just, they don't have talent.
And they're so
suck.
Bad that, like, non-anti-Semites make fun of them for being bad.
Right, without knowing what they're doing.
Oh, my God. Have you seen that weird-looking bitch, that weird-looking dyke that was, she was Harvey Weinstein's assistant at some point, and now she's running, like, one of the Star Wars shows, Acolyte, I think she's running?
No, I'm...
Like, this just weird, just off-putting-looking, like, lesbian thing with like bad hair and weird fashion. It's like, yeah, that's, I don't even know if she's Jewish or not. I just like, yeah, here's this an awful like person that they've turned this industry over to.
Yeah, the question is though, like what since Jews are never gonna like let white people ever be in charge of culture again without some kind of revolution, like what happens? Like, you know, like, yeah, there's all these problems, but they fundamentally can't solve it. And
no
even and frankly, even if like white people got back in charge of media or something, it still wouldn't solve the problem, because it's like half the people aren't white anymore, right?
So you've never seen this lady before?
No, but she doesn't look like
she runs the Star Wars Acolyte streaming show, I guess, which is like already projected to be like just total disaster.
Not to this do like a Nerdrotic or one of these, but just looking at her, like I don't need to look further than to know
exactly.
That it's going to be
but
shit.
This is what
like,
they keep doing.
It's just the facts.
This
like,
is what they keep. This like, is who they keep handing major products projects to. Yeah. People like this. People
also,
you look at.
There's a fake. There's no city actually looks like that. It's a fake. Fucking. It's not real. What she's sitting in front of.
That's probably
a painting, a backdrop from the show.
Focus.
What's that? What, it's probably Coruscant. Play some CG Coruscant.
They have these incredibly expensive like screens that can render incredibly detailed landscapes and stuff in the background. And it's all wasted because they do shallow focus on all the shots anyway. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I'll bet you if they do like tight focus on it, it probably looks like way too Uncanny Valley. It probably...
Maybe.
In fact, you might even argue that having it be super detailed and then slightly out of focus makes it look kind of real. That's because that's what it might actually look like.
Oh my God. Your face. What's wrong with your face?
Why are you doing that?
Why are you in charge of a Star Wars product?
Leslie Headland?
You don't look like someone who likes Star Wars.
Well, like Leslie Headland, you know?
Leslie Headland.
No, I get it because she's probably a lesbian.
I want to live in Leslie Headland.
Product, sometimes they take a while to run into the ground. You can just keep making incrementally worse and worse product until eventually it's no longer financially viable.
I'm curious, when does that hit like the terminal end? Because there's like shows that I never heard of or know about that are out that are just keep releasing
more media. And
I feel like no need to.
I don't know what they're going to do. Like, I wonder if they're just gonna like lay low until more white people are dead. I don't know.
Yeah, that same kid that did that funny video I showed you guys where he was like, what if fiction, what if like people wrote about present day, like cyberpunk fiction? Like, he did another video where he was talking about, he was making fun of Marvel and like Star Wars, really Disney. But he wasn't just doing like the anti-woke stuff because that gets old. He was doing like, eventually like this content will take up like all the mass in the existing universe with the hard drive space to store it on. And like we're rapidly approaching that. he was like the answer is like, yeah, I understand that literally you physically cannot watch all of the content in a single lifetime, but like you need to try anyway.
It's post-scarcity, and so that's kind of the thing too, right? Like, if you just selectively picked out the good media to watch, there's more than enough to last you your entire life. You don't need more content.
Well, no, you don't need media. New stuff. I don't know if this is good, but like it exists. But like
you could selectively pick out stuff that's legitimately good to watch, and you would have enough to last you forever.
I'm gonna fanboy right now.
Life is a mystery.
Anything with this song in it, I'm down.
Saving worlds, but you do.
I hear you call.
See, look.
This is like old dudes.
Liefeld.
Yeah, right. Oh, is that what's in the shop? The Rob Blofeld?
Yeah, Leafields. Okay. Oh, it says Leafields. I didn't notice that. That's a good Easter egg.
Look at those fucking claws. Did you see that effect shot? That was brilliant.
Yeah, it was good.
Especially if you remember the controversy with X-Men Origins Wolverine, how the claws looked like something out of Roger Rabbit.
I didn't remember that. I remember the claws looked good in the first few movies.
They were really bad in X-Men Origins Wolverine. They looked like, they were literally like cartoons.
I just remember like in X-Men 1 from 2000.
Those look
like
good.
They look good, but he didn't really use them. But then in X-Men 2, he actually killed people. Like we had the scene when like they invade the X-Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wolverine is actually like slashing dudes and killing them and stuff with the claws. And
I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see that Deadpool Wolverine thing because he's...
Who's the bad guy?
Who cares? The bad guy is Kevin Feige. The bad guy is Disney. Like, he's Feige. Like the entire movie, it seemed there's all these clips, there's all these little, he's taking all these shots at Disney and Marvel and Kevin Feige and like the entire thing. I'm Marvel Jesus. I'm saving your cinematic universe forever.
Yeah. But that's its own kind of meta.
But also it's like he actually is like way more talented than anybody's working on anything. And he has like, what the hell's his name? Ryan Reynolds. Like, he went through a thing where he had kids and he wanted to make wholesome media that his kids can enjoy.
Yeah.
So he's kind of got that, like, little throwback going. And he could, but they'll probably never give him another project. Like, okay, you could have your weird, like, vanity Deadpool project. Like,
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
He's been in a lot. He was, like, the Green Lantern, which is, like, oh my God.
That was in the early days.
Such a flop. That was when, like, That really kicked off the trend of like owning superhero movies for being awful. That was like the very. It was like, oh my God.
Well, that
really
flopped
like,
so bad. I think they just made new Green Lanterns and don't acknowledge that he was one of them. But I don't think
they did. I think they just ended it because it's a very cringy character and franchise anyway. Like, it's not something you can really do much with.
Who the fuck is the Green Lantern fan?
It's just dumb. It's like trying to do a Fantastic Four. Also, that's never going to work because it's just too stupid. Like, It's just not a guy.
I think
that
I was one of the only people
who
collected
work,
Fantastic Four comics whenever I was a kid.
Well, as a comic book, fine, but like you cannot do a live action film of it because the stretchy guy, it just does not. Is going to look stupid.
Oh
like,
yeah, they're trying to do that again.
Yeah, as somebody that collects the comics, I'm not interested in ever seeing a movie about it.
Yeah, even if you get an effect of it that doesn't look totally retarded, like. It doesn't matter because it's such a goofy power.
The
that,
Venture
like,
Brothers, yeah. The Venture Brothers did the best parody of the Fantastic Four. You know, like what's Fire Guy's name?
The Torch.
Torch.
The Torch.
Like a Torch Storm.
They've got him like laying in like an ox. They've got like him laying in like an oxygen free like incubator, and Dr. Venture accidentally knocks the thing off, and he just bursts into flame. He's like, oh god, ah, it hurts! Like he's on fire.
That's fine.
It's like not a superpower. It's just like an industrial accident that happened.
He's burning.
So if oxygen touches his skin, he just catches flame and starts screaming about how much it hurts. It's
you
so
know,
fucking
like the
funny.
Original
show kills me.
The original Human Torch was a robot. Actually,
well, it's not human. He's a robot.
Well,
torch.
I know that was the thing. It was a robot torch.
That's weird.
Not a human torch. Well, robot.
Fucking take a break. I'm starving. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Dude, we're trying to do the filler content because it's the free hour. You want to get on the paid hour.
Yeah, I'm going to do more frat boy shit.
Yeah,
we're going to do more.
A
lot of shit.
You
got
to sign up if you want to pay for it. Rightstuff.biz/paywall. We take the credit cards now. You can get the credit cards. Or you can mail me a money order. You can do whatever you want. The new post office box, don't forget. TRS PO Box 867, Dignan's Ferry, Pennsylvania, zip code 18328. It's on the website. You can check.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? Love!